And just like that, we're back. My name's JP.
And my name's Chastity.
And welcome to another episode of the Get Up Presents the Family Movie Challenge Podcast. Mm-hmm. It's been like way too long.
Yeah, it is.
It's been way too long.
We're very slack. We're big slackers.
We had a lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. People died. Dogs died.
I just swallowed in the mic.
We're still here, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, why you gotta drink your water to. So loudly?
I got that from you, dude.
Shush. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Not at all.
You gulp water, so do I.
But we are back, and today we are going to talk to you about four movies. Some of these are more recent, so spoiler alert.
Yeah, we watched a lot of recent movies lately. We're kind of going off track of the thing.
Yeah, we have gotten way off of the alphabet.
Because we watched like recent movies, and then we'll watch like recent ones, and then we'll go to like ancient ones from your time.
Yeah.
And then
from my time? Yeah. Wow, so I'm ancient?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we go back to like
someone doesn't want Christmas gifts? calling me ancient. Jeez. But we're going to talk about The Little Mermaid remake from 2023, Fast X, No One Will Save You, and Beast. Sorry.
Dude.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
No, I got to do it.
No.
I got to okay.
This is going to be totally unhinged.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Just getting back into the swing of things. Thanks if you've been patiently waiting.
Yeah.
Sorry for keeping you waiting so long.
It's very sweet that you've been waiting.
There's no one listening.
Shut up.
No, I don't.
You have to pretend like
people
are listening.
We've had episodes.
I know, but you have to pretend like people are listening so that.
I do this just so I can talk to you.
Dude, I live in the same house as you.
Let's see.
You.
Let's check.
This is just fun in general.
Let's see. It is fun.
I don't really care if anyone watches
Let's
it.
See.
I like just send
Hey,
her.
Last episode, the one with... Oh, crap. I never put the Creed one out.
Dad!
The last one was Clown, Collateral, Couples Retreat, and John Wick in Renfield. 169 downloads.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That was
that
us.
That one got 169.
And that
wow.
was us?
Yeah. And then before
Dude.
That was 35.
That's pretty nice.
It is pretty nice.
But I don't really care if anyone watches it or not because I just like sitting here.
I just like doing it for fun.
I like just talking crap about movies.
Right?
And
I know you do.
I know.
Chas, you live for the drama.
I saw someone say.
Holy moly, lives for the drama.
I seen a video of someone saying they like holding grudges because it brings them happiness. I have to agree with that.
Yeah.
And just like hating. I like being positive, but like if there's a moment where I can hate on stuff, I'm like, yeah. Not people, stuff.
Stuff.
Oh, but drama?
You hate on people all the time, too.
It's
what are you talking about?
People that suck. I don't like hating on people that just like being themselves.
All right. Well, let's focus on the movies here.
Let's focus on the movies.
First off, we're going to kick it off with...
That dragon does look cool.
The Little Mermaid from 2023. Right? It was PG. It was 2 hours and 15 minutes. A young mermaid makes a deal with a sea witch to trade her beautiful voice for human legs so she can discover the world above water and impress a prince. This one had, it was directed by Rob Marshall, writers David McGee, Hans Christian Andersen, and John Musker, and it starred Haley Bailey, not Haley Berry, Haley Bailey,
yeah, it was Haley.
Jonah Hauer King, Melissa McCarthy, who else was in this? God, what's his name? Who played the dad? Javier Bardem.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Anybody else I know? David Diggs. Awkwafina. Right, who else? Emily Coates. I know that name. So there's quite a few different people in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what'd you think?
I'm going to start off with saying that I never liked the first Little Mermaid movie.
What?
I never liked Little Mermaid.
Why?
I know. I'm not saying I didn't like the songs. The songs were a total catch.
It's wet to take it from me.
Yeah, I liked the songs. I was just never a fan of the movie. And so I didn't have high expectations going into this one either because I was like, I'm probably not going to like it because it's based off the first one and I hated the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I liked her voice. She had a nice voice. Her and her sister both have very nice voices. Okay. I like her voice. The acting, you know, it was all fine. All of them did nice acting. I didn't see any of it that was like, oh, like no emotion. I didn't see any bad acting. I just didn't care for it. I never did.
For the original one? What about this one? Did you care for this one?
No, you didn't care for this one either? That's what I just said.
The Little Mermaid just never...
No, I never...
Never floated your boat?
No.
That worked.
Yes, it did.
That was appropriate.
Well, his boat sank, so... But no, I just never really liked him.
No?
No.
So, like, for me, Disney movies, especially when The Little Mermaid came out, these are all classic movies. I had to sing damn Little Mermaid songs in elementary school. That's like, I remember taking showers, like preparing for the rehearsal, and I'm singing.
I would have loved seeing you sing it.
Under the Sea and stuff, right?
Yeah.
For me, watching this one, other than just introducing it to newer generations, I don't really see a need for this.
Yeah, I didn't see why they needed to
make
it.
And that's kind of like my issue with a lot of these Disney remakes.
Yeah, I hate when people remake them, like to make them realistic. It's like, just keep it what you have now. I'm scared they're going to make a realistic Elsa.
Reason why I don't like it is because I feel like animation's like a lost art form now, right? Yeah. Like it's like you don't see many hand animated too.
Yeah, I really
movies
like...
coming out anymore, and I feel like it's most of the hand animated movies that come out now are like anime.
Yeah,
right. And
you know movie Coraline.
Mm-hmm.
I like the clay.
Stop motion.
Yeah, I love stop motion. I know it takes forever, but I love
it's such a cool, yeah.
Yeah, I love stop motion movies. They're like some of my favorite movies because I just love the art style.
Right.
And I do love animations too. That's why I'm very bummed that a lot, like now they're making a lot of realistic more movies. And I mean, I like it because I like realistic movies, especially like in like fight kind of scenes or just some scenes they look really cool. But I do love like animated movies, especially like I want more clay animation. Like,
and the other part too, to me, that like I know a lot of these old Disney movies are musicals, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that kills me.
Well, doesn't to me. Sorry that I keep in people's ears. I don't mind the musicals, especially when it was like a cartoon, because then like we're already in a cartoon world, so like. Everyone just busted out singing songs, no big deal.
Yeah.
And realistically, some of those songs from those movies are like soundtracks to my life. But it's harder to believe, like when there was the scene where the prince was like angry and he's like going down to the beach and he's walking down and just singing. Busts out into song about angry I am.
See, like,
and I need to find loving. I don't want to be a king and whatever
like
other.
Like in like
stuff
real life, it's like. Yeah.
No, that ain't
we
happening.
Sing to ourselves, but it sounds like we're just shooting diarrhea out of our mouths.
Maybe it is kind of like
no,
real
it's
life.
Not because like they do good singing in real life. Most people that are singing down the stairs, we sound like we're crazy,
right?
Because you're like that.
Well, and that's the thing is like you. I think I said that too. I was like, what if like someone like looked out the window and was like, what the hell is going on down there?
That's what we were both mentioning. Like someone just looking out the window, looking at him like, is that guy okay?
But for me, so like in all honesty, if you like the first one, this is the first one just with
different,
a more diverse cast and with real people.
Listen, Ariel's dad, he's a slut. I mean, he had...
Whoa!
Dude,
easy.
Did you see his kids?
Yeah.
Varies. I was like, dude.
Right, very diverse.
Whoa!
But so like, and I had no problem with that. There was a lot of controversy over Haley Bailey being, you know, oh my God, Ariel was always white. It's a friggin'...
Yeah, well, the movie was never based on race. That's
why
I didn't
movie,
care.
Like... It's not reality.
Yeah.
Who cares?
But at the same time,
the story still works.
But the story wasn't based on race. It was just based on a mermaid coming out the water and being like, oh my God, humans.
But so, like, even with all that, I feel like it would have just been better if they just, cleaned up the original animation and just re-released that. Like, if you're trying to introduce kids to those movies, just re-release those.
Yeah.
I would wholeheartedly go see The Lion King in the theater again. I love The Lion King.
Yeah, I would have seen it in
the
theater.
The Little Mermaid wasn't like my favorite movie. It had some funny parts. I don't feel like
It did have funny parts.
Everything translates
to make it realistic.
Right, to making it realistic.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it just feels like a money grab at this point. I didn't see, besides a couple new songs, this didn't bring anything new to the table as far as the actual movie.
That's why I wasn't, like, again, old movie, I didn't really like it. New one, I didn't have high hopes, and it matched my low hopes. I was like, yeah, I don't really care for it. I'm not saying it's a bad movie.
No.
It's just a movie I don't prefer.
And even as a fan of the original... This just didn't feel needed.
Well, I don't think many of the, real life kind of realistic movies were needed of old animations.
Like, I love The Lion King to the to the point that I recorded the whole movie and put it on cassette tape so I could just listen to the movie and sing the songs and stuff. I like that movie. But I never went and saw the new version.
I saw the new version. It was just like, they just made it realistic. That's it. And
right.
It, like, there was nothing new about it besides all the animals were creepy.
Right. Yeah, like John Oliver said today when we were watching the show. Right?
Yeah, he just said, I just was a creepier
I wasn't
Zazu.
The fan. I wasn't the fun.
I wasn't fun colors and cool.
That's the cartoon one.
I was the bland colors and I was creepy. Yeah. That's exactly what it, it wasn't, it was nothing new.
So really, what like would you give Little Mermaid?
Just because I don't really like it. Because, again, I don't like musicals anymore. I used to love them, like Frozen.
Oh, man. That Descendants stuff, you were all
dude, I would
that.
Sing and dance on the
don't,
couch.
Don't, there's good musical movies.
No, there is good musical, but I stopped liking them because I was like, when have I ever started running in the middle of a street and started singing and a bunch of people started
but
dancing
that's the
me.
Fun of movies.
Ooh, I just
they're
hit
fake.
Something under the table.
I just dropped water on my leg.
Well, skill issue. But, like, for me, I'm going to rate it 5 out of 10.
Okay.
Because I just didn't care for
it. I would say the original, 8 out of 10. Like, and the story, 8.
The original, I watched it.
7. I'll give the original. I'll just give the Little Mermaid story as a whole, 7.
The original, I'll give a 7. New one, I'm going to give it a 5 because there was no need for it.
Yeah, that's. I'm kind of right there, too. Like,
the only
a 5.
Thing I
like,
liked
if you.
Was Hayley Bailey's voice. I just like, oh,
if
she
you
had a pretty
loved.
Voice.
Oh, the first dog. One, you might like something out of this, but you've also seen this.
The dog carried the whole movie. That dog was adorable.
But
I was like, give me
like
the dog.
You've seen this movie already.
Yeah. Also, by the way, the carriage horse, they changed it like 3 times when they're. I was like, it changed from a Frisian to I don't even know. I was like, what's going on there? I was like, dude.
All right. So next up, now that we're done with The Little Mermaid, next up.
Yeah.
Fast X
came
out in 2023, PG-13, 2 hours and 21 minutes.
Waste.
Dom Toretto and his family are targeted by the vengeful son of a drug kingpin, Hernan Reyes. Directed by Louis Lederer, writers Dan Mazzau, Justin Lin, and Zach Dean. Stars Vin Diesel, Michelle Rodriguez,
Vin
Jason
Diesel?
Statham.
Vin Diesel?
And it also has, what's his name? Who's the...
Jason Momoa?
Jason Momoa. Yeah. I mean, it's
basically... He carried the
whole
movie.
It's got everybody from all the movies except Paul Walker in it, like, okay? It's got everybody in it. Even they think they even brought Paul Walker's brother back to play him for a moment. Like, it has everyone in it.
Okay, so I'm going to go straight in. Waste of my time. Besides, the only thing that kept me watching it was Jason Momoa's character. I have never loved a character in a movie more than him because he was just so fun. I was like, dude, I don't care. He's a murderer. I could hang out with him. I don't care. I could have hanged out with him because he just seemed so fun. I was a fan. Okay.
Do you see how that is like flying right at me?
Yeah, it's coming at you.
So I have an incense, and
also,
the smoke is just coming directly.
Where else is it coming out of? Because is it coming out of the rest of the head? Or because
yeah,
I know
there's multiple holes.
I was gonna say I wanted it to just come out the nose.
It used well. The original one I had did that.
Mm. Well, it's still nice.
It is.
Anyway, hold on, I gotta burp. No, I don't. Okay.
Burp.
So the first two. Fast.
Chastity, why would you fart on the microphone?
Dude, you did not just do this. Don't.
Anyway, sorry. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
You're such a child. I'm being the adult here, and you're being the child.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so the first two, like, Fast and Furious movies, I actually kind of liked because they were actually car movies. Well, they all are car movies, but eventually they just said, you know what? What stupid ideas could we just like put in a movie? Like, give me some stupid crap that your granny thought of in ancient times and then just give it to me and I'll just make it. I'm gonna go to space in a car because, you know, cars are the ultimate thing. I'm gonna go to space. I'm gonna go travel back in time, even though they didn't.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. Like, maybe they're gonna go visit dinosaurs. We don't know. Like, it's they just got stupid in the end, but that's kind of funny. But it was like, can you stop? Like, put the brakes. Let's just stop. Right, you stop it. Don't laugh at my.
That was a good one. I'm gonna really put my foot down on the brakes here.
Okay, really
that was really loud.
Yeah, it was because I'm loud. Okay.
Okay.
they got stupid. And then this movie was a waste of my life. I was like, I'm sitting here watching this when I could be playing My Little Ponies or something. Like, I could be doing something else. Jason Momoa carried it the whole time. It was really cringy. The movie, every scene that didn't have Jason Momoa, it was like cringe fest. Like, it was so weird. Like, in the beginning, it was like, what?
Yeah. I never thought that I'd be here talking about a 10th Fast and Furious movie after I saw it, the original, when I was in high school.
And now I'm in high school.
Yeah. I was like, this is cool. You know, like, ha, it's a fun movie. It was Fast and Furious. It made tuner cars, like, were everywhere after that. Like, Need for Speed Underground, like, it created like a whole like street racing import racer kind of car culture. Like, it brought it to the mainstream.
And
it was fun, right? And even the second one continued, even though Vin Diesel wasn't really in the second one, it was still fun. It was about cars, but like following Brian being undercover. And then the third one went to Tokyo for some reason, but it was still about cars and racing. And then after that, it started getting nuts. And like, but I don't hate it for the nuts, because it really feels like they're going, all right, guys, what wild shit can we put in a movie this time?
They got really high and just said, let's write a movie.
And I'm not mad at them for, because it makes it entertaining. What wild, I know when I go to see a Fast and Furious movie, it is going to have crazy action and it's going to be wild. See to your pants thrills and just fun.
All I know is that every movie I watch, Vin Diesel's just gonna live. He's got the ultimate plot armor.
So, because he made the whole thing, so I know. Of course, I'm just saying. I hope I didn't just close the program. Okay. So what was?
Make
funny,
sure you're recording.
It is. What was? I will totally agree with you, and it was really weird. Is the first like 10 minutes of this movie.
15.
It is mega cringe.
It was 15.
Mega, mega cringe. I don't know who decided this was the directorial style, what was going on, but man, it was all family.
It physically, like, harmed me. Like, I could have put a lawsuit on them for giving me so much cringe that my heart murmur was about to open up. Like, it was about to explode.
It was so over the top, shoving this family mottos down your throat.
Yeah, I just felt like
it was really weird. They're like having, you know, the whole family is come together and they're having a meal and like they're toasting each other and all this stuff.
Oh, and the kid was so annoying. Like,
they're really just pushing the family thing. And I get that, like, that's the running joke with the thing, right? Like,
yeah, it's all about
nothing
family.
Stronger than family, right? Yeah. But it was so over the top and cheesy. The camera angles, the cinematography, all of it. It felt like it was tonally a different movie. It did not feel like it was a Fast and Furious movie. Now, it got away from that eventually.
Yeah, it
like
did.
It was just like this really weird opening. It was like they made
a
movie.
It was so uncomfortable.
It was like they made the movie and then they were like, we got to boo a family entrance. And then they just like, they hired some Joe Schmo to go do the whole intro to the movie. Because it was so wildly different from the rest
it
of it.
It hurt.
Now, to Chassie's point, Jason Momoa is that movie.
I love Jason Momoa.
Realistically, at this point, it's how many more people can come out of the woodwork? How many more ways can these people fight each other but then also team up for the same common goal? How many times can these street racers from LA save the world?
Mm-hmm.
And it is getting stale. And the only thing in this movie that even made it bearable was Jason fucking Momoa.
I loved his acting.
It was like they hired Jason and they were like, look, dude,
we just need you to carry this out.
I don't know if you've ever been in one of these movies. You ever watched any of these movies? But look,
you got real
I just need you to go like full batshit crazy. Like just do whatever you want.
I need you to just be the most yassified murderer in this whole entire movie.
His character, the things that he said, the way he acted.
It was amazing. I loved it.
It was hilarious. It was fun. And it makes you look it makes you excited for every time you see Jason Momoa on camera.
Every time I saw his character, I was like, yeah.
I don't remember shit about this movie.
Me either.
All I know was some people were fighting with each other. Mm-hmm. Then they were all going their different ways because they're like, oh, we need to get ready for the final showdown.
Yeah. See,
and Jason Momoa was just eating up the movie.
Yeah, the only thing...
Every scene he was in, he was just doing some crazy shit, saying some crazy shit, being this crazy shit, and he was just crazy. And it was hilarious, it was fun, and that was the only entertaining thing about this movie.
Yeah, the only thing I remember out of the whole movie that didn't have Jason Momoa was when they were just fighting in a house, and John Cena went through the floor.
But
that's the only thing I remember. Everything else was just Jason Momoa. Like when he was with the dead bodies, he had strapped to the chair and he was doing their nails. And he had his two little space buns and he was painting his nails. He had a bunch of scrunchies and all of his outfits. I swear to God, they were just like, I was like, this man is like the definition of what I want as a best friend. Like I was like, dude, I never thought I could see someone that just explained what I want to hang around with. I was like, that's like.
Oh yeah, I mean, it was everything. Hilarious.
That he murders. I will hang out with him. I won't tell anyone, buddy. We can be friends.
No, he was definitely the highlight of this movie.
Yeah.
Other than that, you've seen all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
and some of it was starting. Scenes. Some of it was, like I said, it's starting to get stale. I'm glad they're wrapping it up. I wish that they wouldn't have split this into two movies.
Yeah, I wish they would just end it on
because
this one.
It felt
Jason
like
Jason Momoa just killed them.
It felt like there was a lot of filler. There was a lot of unmemorable things, and whereas
I don't remember any of it.
I mean, and they were moving at like a pretty brisk pace too, to like to move things along. Shit was just jumping, but again,
in the beginning it was slow
look,
though.
If you go to watch this movie, do not expect.
Yeah.
Even previous Fast and Furious levels of like polish and quality, mm-hmm. something happened. It got a little weird.
Lower quality,
but come for Jason Momoa because he is without a doubt the highlight of this movie.
The only reason why I'm like a tad bit like 2% excited for the next one is just to see his character.
Right, to see him.
Like I just kind of want to see his character win. Like
what sucks is because you know he's gonna die.
I know he's gonna die
because they're gonna win because no one beats family.
I know, but it's like, dude, I just kind of want him to win because he's just such. Oh my God.
The other part that I'm sick of in these movies. Is look, I get that at this point they're all friends and they are a family,
mm-hmm.
like in real life, like a family. I get at this point that they're really tight knit, but holy crap, can they like every person that ever dies gets to come back to life somehow?
Yeah, it's
unless
like,
they're
stop.
A bad guy, any good guy, they're just like when Letty died and then they brought her back and she was amnesia,
mm-hmm.
and then the Japanese dude. When he died in Tokyo Drift. And then all of a sudden now he's back. And like everybody they kill that is a main character comes back. The only one that'll never come back is Paul Walker because he's actually dead.
Dead, yeah.
But other than that, they bring everybody back.
They just wrote these movies high. And the last couple movies, they just said, you know what, let's just smoke and then go.
Now, there is other good things. You just said it. John Cena, he's funny.
Yeah.
He's got some good lines, good parts.
But the thing is, that's the only thing I remember. The only thing other than Jason Momoa is just that house fight scene. Mm-hmm. And then that's nothing else.
Yeah. Now, it is funny how John Cena and Vin Diesel are supposed to be brothers. Like, that part's really
nothing.
Weird.
They
that is really
nothing
weird. Like,
nothing
yeah,
alike.
I mean,
I was
besides
like,
both being muscly guys,
like,
that's about it.
Are they... Like, are one of them adopted? Are they half siblings? Like, what's going on here?
All right. So what would you rate Fast X?
God, I can't rate it low because I love Jason Momoa. His acting was great. I'm going to give it a 2.
Wow. A 2.
Oh, because I don't remember anything. But on the Jason Momoa scale, he has his own little private scale for that movie. He's a 10 out of 10.
And then, I'll give
you
this.
Funny is I don't
out
even have a crush
movies,
on him.
Out of the movies he's been in,
mm-hmm.
I would say this is his best movie.
Mm-hmm. Like mom has a crush on Jason Momoa. I don't. I just loved his acting and I love his character. That's mm-hmm. why he has a 10 out of 10 scale. He's on his own little level. We got the movie and then we got him. He's 10. They're 2. It's like, no.
And this is the other thing too I've noticed. So like Jason Momoa was in the DC movies, right? He's Aquaman.
Yeah.
And when he first came into the first one, either I think it was like Dawn of Justice, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, his character, he makes a cameo in that movie, like he's in it just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And he's hilarious in it. But then when he did Aquaman himself, like the movie, and he had to carry it, it was okay. Now he's doing this. You know, he's not the main star, but man, is he just like cutting
he's
loose. And
amazing.
I feel like he does better when he doesn't have to carry the whole movie on himself. Because
but he just carried this whole movie.
Yeah, like he did carry this movie and he wasn't even in it, but maybe for 20 minutes. So I'll give it a 4.
And
the only
reason
I'll give it a 4 is just because if you've watched any other Fast and Furiouses, right, it is in line with those. Again, some weird tonal differences, some weird decisions they made, but it is a Fast and Furious movie. It still has the same DNA. It still has the same people. It still has the same funny lines. and there is
why do all the buff guys got to wear really tight shirts?
I know. There is
like,
still
like 2-year-old
fun to be had here.
2-year-old shirts. They got
but
on.
I will agree.
The crop tops.
Jason Momoa gets a 10 out of 10 just for himself because... Yep. I mean, again, if there's any reason to watch this movie, just go watch it because of Jason Momoa. Mm-hmm.
I finished that movie because of him. I would have never finished it.
Yeah, I agree.
I was on the verge of walking upstairs.
It was pretty rough.
I was about to go to my room. I was like, I'm done. I was about to text Landon and tell him never to watch it. Because Landon was asking me, he's like, should I watch it? I was like, no.
All right, now, changing gears.
Yeah.
Going from a movie where there's all kinds of crazy action, stuff blowing up, people talking and saying funny, crazy things, to a movie where no one talks barely at all. No one will save you.
They don't talk at all.
No, there was like 5 words, I think.
No, there wasn't. No. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Or
only,
maybe like 1 word. Or
no,
2 words.
I heard.
No, there was like literally this movie is known for like 2 words. This movie came out in 2023. It's PG-13. It was 1 hour and 33 minutes. This one came out on Hulu, I believe it was. An exiled, anxiety-ridden homebody must battle an alien who's found its way into her home. It was directed by Brian Duffield. Writer was Brian Duffield. It stars Caitlin Dever, Elizabeth Kalouv, and Zach Duham. I don't know anybody other than Caitlin Dever.
So there was no talking. The only, like, any kind of talking you can get close to was when she communicated through letters. I like how we're both searching it up. So we're searching up because we want to prove each other wrong because we're very competitive in this. I'm telling you, no one talked. I had to watch that movie twice because I fell asleep.
It is unusual among features for having only 5 words of dialogue in a 93-minute...
You're lying. However, there's... Hold on. Okay, we see Bryn communicating with her deceased best friend through letters. However, there is no actual talking as it was an artistic choice that writer-director Bryn Duffield has made. Oh, okay, maybe there's 5 words. Hold on, where was it? Hold on, let me see.
It was something like, I'm sorry, or something like that for like killing her friend.
Hold on, I'm
alone. Anyway, okay, so let's continue on with the movie. You can look up how I'm right later. So, no one will save you. It's this girl is, again, spoiler alert, this is a 2023 movie. We're on a roll here with 2023s. So this girl lives in the countryside by herself. She has really bad anxiety. They make that pretty mm-hmm. known up front. She likes to do like miniatures and she does like stuff at,
in,
like inside
a,
her
she
house.
She has a miniature village.
Of the town she mm-hmm. lives in. Well, she goes to town.
Like
everyone
stalkers,
gives her
bro.
Like dirty looks. This one lady like smacked her.
Nope, spits in her face.
In her face.
I wouldn't take that type of disrespect. Yeah. I would have slapped
all,
her silly.
All kinds of stuff, right? And then she starts noticing some weird stuff happening at night. It got into... The shit hitting the fan pretty quick.
Yeah, it did. And I like this movie. Yeah, I like the way they went with it. I did like the no talking, although it took my brain a lot longer. It took my brain a lot longer.
I'll tell
Mom. It took my brain a lot longer to stop it.
It took my brain a lot longer to kind of get with it, especially since I fell asleep watching it the first time.
She did. She passed out.
I passed out. I was tired. And so...
That's usually what happens when people pass out.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That was stupid. Okay, so I liked it, but the end tripped me out for a second because I was like, wait, what? But I liked it. I liked the meaning of it.
So what were things that you liked about it?
I liked that, one, like I said, I liked that no one talked. Because I like movies that take different, different artistic.
The unique?
Yeah, because I like when they put something in front of you, but you have to kind of figure it out yourself. And I like movies with really deep meanings in them. And okay. It's just, I really like those kind of movies. I do like silly, goofy movies that have no meaning. And it's, like I said, like someone wrote it when they were mm-hmm. high. But, like, I like movies with deep meanings. And I liked the way that no one talked. I liked the way the ending was. And I liked how they showed that she had this, like, major anxiety from her past and what she did. And that she did isolate herself. And that she just, like, didn't talk to him. Because I like to isolate myself in my room. I like to stay in my room. I mean, that's not like isolating myself from the whole world, because I go out. I touch grass, don't worry. But I was just saying, like, I like to stay in my room. And I didn't relate to it, but I was like, I can see that.
Okay. I definitely liked it for that too. The fact that, like, it God, he's got creepy toes. The fact that it, like,
aliens, yeah.
Because it's showing the trailer.
I like some of the aliens.
I like the fact that it was able to tell a story with almost zero dialogue,
mm-hmm.
right? And I like the fact that there wasn't someone explaining what the hell was going on.
Yeah,
right?
I don't.
So you were
kind of
like
that.
What is going on? Like, obviously you saw, like, it's an alien, but, like, are they bad? Are they good? Like, what's really going on
one
here?
One of the aliens seemed curious instead mm-hmm. of trying to kill her. The one when she was in the basement, the alien, mm-hmm. when it saw her, it didn't even try and kill her. It seemed curious. And even when it flung her away from them when she was trying to stab him, it didn't.
Where she was, like, attacking it.
Yeah,
it was like
wasn't trying.
Itself.
It wasn't even trying to kill her. It was looking at her with curious eyes, while the other two were more aggressive. I kind of like that. How each of them kind of had their own way of dealing with her. Like, one was curious, one was just, like, defending itself, and then the other was just like, "I'm gonna murder you."
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't like that they made, like, the first couple aliens, like the first two, look like how we imagine aliens look like, with the big egg-looking weird heads and, like, skinny, long bodies. I do like how some of them, like, there was one that was big. It had really super long legs instead.
Oh, really big, yeah.
Yeah, I liked, and then one of them was, like, super short. It was, like, a really tiny guy, and it was, like, you know, like a gremlin. I liked that, although I didn't like it as much as that one movie where the ship was the alien instead. I really liked that movie. I would watch that movie again. I'm kind of thinking about watching it now.
Nope.
Yeah, nope.
Okay.
That movie explained it perfectly. Nope.
Yeah, it did. So, like, in this one, yeah, it was really interesting because, like, it doesn't explain what's wrong with mm-hmm. her and why the town is
no
against her until
it.
The end.
Yeah.
Like, it explains that later on. But, mm-hmm. like, as far as what's going on with the town and with the aliens, it doesn't explain crap.
It doesn't. It just lets you figure it out. It's
right. And so that was cool. And then it was also, it was very, like, even though she really was she wasn't really living a life because she was so isolated and stuff,
she was still
fighting to live, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of cool, like, the creative ways that she fought back about some of them. Like, if you think about, like, in some of the alien powers, they were able to do some crazy stuff,
like,
right?
One had, like,
telekinesis.
Yeah,
they could
one
freeze
had telekinesis.
Her in place,
and
right,
then
like,
they could
do all
her.
Kinds of stuff, but she was able to.
Fight, like,
back,
fight
a,
back
against
it.
A bunch
yes.
of them. Not all of them, but a bunch of them. But yeah, I mean, it was cool, too, that, like, the difference in aliens. Like, you could see that they were all the same,
like same
species,
kind of head shape and same species.
Different
but
kind of,
yeah. It was fun.
It was. And it was cool. I mean, she did a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun, entertaining movie.
Yeah.
It was freaky. It wasn't, like, scary.
It was so, actually,
and
had,
then it
I
had a,
scared.
And it had a, in a way, it had a dark ending.
You know what? It did. So, in the end, so they have these little bug things that they put in the people's throats to, like, infect them and turn them into basically, like, puppets. Like,
mm-hmm.
they're infected. And she got one in her. but she was able to pull it out because she saw her mom from the past, and her mom was telling her something. I forget what her mom was saying. Like, it was like a she wasn't saying any words, but she was saying words, but we couldn't hear it.
But it was like a warm, like, like, oh, this is how life could have been.
Yeah, she was kind of in a different world where it's happy.
Right.
And it, so she was shoving her hand down her throat to grab the thing out. She got it out. Okay. And then she basically fought them off, ran away. She got stabbed by an alien that looked like her. But then she stabbed them back and killed them.
Oh, yeah. It, like, yeah, turned into her.
Yeah. So then they found her on the road, and they sucked her up into their ship. And, like, when she was up there, there was a bunch of them, and they were all looking at her, and they were kind of going through her so one of them reached out to her head and, like, went through her memories, and it brought us back to her past when there was a girl and her, and they were kind of arguing and fighting, and the girl pushed her, so she grabbed a rock out of rage and smacked her in the head. I would have done the same
thing. Killed her.
Yeah, and killed her. That's why that lady spit
on
her.
Which explains, like, yeah, so yeah. Even in the explanation of the backstory, they do it all just without words.
Yeah, and so they explained it, and then they explained how did the mother die? I can't remember that. Something happened to the mom, and then she started isolating herself away from the world, and she just hid there because she couldn't really.
They didn't explain what happened to her parents.
No, they did. I don't think they did.
No,
but
they didn't.
She just, like, hid in her house, and so like the aliens released her out of empathy, which I thought was really funny when they released her, because, like, she's basically dying. Like, they didn't heal her or anything. They just said, you know what, you got a sad life. Boop, and they put her back on the ground. Didn't heal her or anything, and she's just looking, and they said, you know what, since we basically almost killed you, we're going to put on a light show. And they just put on a bunch of lights up in the air. And then in the end, it shows her leaving her house. She goes to her neighbor's house. And
spoiler alert, she's giving the whole ending.
Spoiler. She goes to her neighbor's house, and they all wave at her. Like, they're all happy, and they're, like, doing their gardening. And she waves at them, and they all wave at her. But then you see in all their throats, you see the little alien thing swiveling around. And then she goes to town, and everyone is infected besides her. And the alien ships are all hovering around town. She basically made all these aliens, like, her puppets now, because they're all kind of going...
Well, they made friends. Like, they let her live because she didn't have a life before, and they felt bad.
Yeah.
Like, her life was so messed up. And so sad and lonely that the aliens that came to conquer us felt bad for her.
Yeah, you know what, dang. And someone put me through something traumatizing. I want to.
But I think also that, like, because she fought back so hard.
They were like, you know what?
Right,
you
she deserve fought to back live. So hard. They were like, you killed us.
Like, you had no life, and you're
fighting for
life. You
killed us with, like,
scissors
and stuff. And then, yeah.
But what I was saying is that she kind of sculpted the people in that town, because they were all doing, like, a little, like, old... She lived an old-fashioned way. This was, like, set in our day, right? But she lived in old kind of fashion way, kind of like a cottage kind of core, you could say. She liked to dress in a more oldish, like, 80s type, maybe. So when she was in town, she set up, like, a little kind of, like, old dance. She had an old song playing, and they were all doing, like, an old kind of dances thing. That's what I was saying by, like, she sculpted them to do what she wants now. But the aliens were just chilling up above.
Yeah, and you could see, like, they had taken over the world.
Yeah.
But they let her live. Dude, and so that was why it was kind of dark, because, like, for her to live a happy life, it took all of humanity to
end. I had to give that summary to Landon, because I told him about that movie. I had to write a whole summary.
So what would you have rated?
That took a long time.
What would you have rated this movie?
I just talked a lot. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm going to give it an 8. I liked it.
I'll give it an 8.
I would watch it. I recommend to watch it, even though I just spoiled it. I recommend to watch it. It wasn't scary. No movie has scared me recently. It wasn't creepy either. It was more just it was an entertaining movie. It was kind of fun to watch when I'm not passing out. It was just nice. I liked it.
Excellent. Yeah. No, it was a fun movie to watch, for sure.
I recommend it.
Me too.
Yeah, it was a chill movie.
Cool. Well,
I like the ending. I like no talking. I didn't have to listen to annoying voices. Also,
yeah, you know,
if that girl shoved me, I would have smacked her with a rock too. That's self-defense. And if that lady spit in my face, I would have smacked her with a rock too.
One of the things that Chastity does is when she's watching a movie and people say stupid stuff she doesn't like she rants and raves. So, like, this is the first time, I mean, besides the fact that she passed out because she was tired, but this was, like, the first time I think she watched a movie without saying anything either. No, but, like, as we're about to talk about the next movie, she had no shortage of words to say about the characters in this next one, which is Beast. It came out in 2022.
This is where I want to choke kids.
Came out in 2022. It's rated R. It was 1 hour and 33 minutes. A father and his two teenage daughters find themselves hunted by a massive rogue lion intent on proving that the savannah has but one apex predator. Directed by Baltasar Kormákur. Writers were Jamie Primack Sullivan, Ryan Engel, and it stars Leah Buya Gongo, Martin Monroe, Daniel... Wow, it doesn't even say Idris Elba. I mean, he's the first guy, Idris Elba. It also had, what's his name? Idris Elba, Leah Jeffries, Charlton Copley from District 9, from Chappie. No, was he in Chappie?
You're trying to act like I know.
No, you remember District 9 where the guy goes, he's trying to kick the aliens out and he gets infected and he starts turning into an alien? Remember? He turns into an alien by the end, the crab looking aliens.
Yeah,
remember mm-hmm. that was the guy in mm-hmm. this movie too, Charlton Copley. And then, so it's got a for most part, Idris Elba and Charlton Copley are the only people that you're gonna recognize.
District 9.
Yeah,
that took me to click. Like I had to really click it.
Yeah,
I had to really think deep.
Yeah,
I like that movie.
It was a good
movie.
I
like that little baby. Oh my god.
Yeah, the little baby one. Yeah, he was like the nerdy guy in charge of like trying to kick him out, and then he got that stuff sprayed in his face. Mm. Anyway, so in this movie, Idris Elba is going back to like his wife's where he met his wife in Africa, because his wife's dead. He's taking his teenage daughters there. He's going back to visit friends and family that he hasn't seen in a really long time.
This movie made me believe. And I was like, kids are the worst thing you could have in this world.
And so the Charlton Copley's character is kind of like he's an anti-poacher, right? He's against the poacher.
Yeah, she hates poaching.
And he tries to protect the lions and stuff. And there was some heavy foreshadowing that you could be like, oh, this is going to happen in the end.
So he had his own little lion pride.
Yeah, he had a couple brother lions that he was like friends with that he raised stuff.
No, he had a whole pride.
Not Idris Elba, though. Charlton Copley.
Yeah.
Right.
He had a whole pride of lions.
So it was really interesting. So like these daughters that have never been to Africa, and it's like going back, to their roots and just kind of coming to terms with their mother dying and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be like a bonding trip because they're, mm-hmm. Mad at him for feeling like he abandoned his wife and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what ends up happening is this lion is just killing everybody. Yep. Right? It's like Jaws in the jungle.
His whole savannah. Pride got poached.
Right, yes. The poachers
so
killed
he
this
he
kind of
went on a rampage. He was like, you know what, sucker? You're going to kill them? I'm
going
to kill you.
He did. That's really what happened. This lion just went nuts. His whole pride got poached.
Yeah, so he just started killing everything. And I don't blame him.
Indiscriminately, if it's a person, you're dying. So like this lion wiped out a whole village.
Yeah.
The lion's killing everybody.
He killed cows. He's like, sucker, I'm not even killing to eat. I just want to kill you. I don't blame him. I would have done too.
So what'd you like about it?
Not the kids. I liked the lion. I wish he didn't die. He died in the end. Spoiler.
He really wasn't a bad guy, right?
He
like,
wasn't a bad lion.
Guy.
I hate when people try and portray animals as being bad things in movies, because like you realize that they're just doing what their instincts tell them. Like they're just being an animal.
Right.
Like in the recent Jurassic Park movie, the new Jurassic World, the recent one.
Dominion. Yeah.
Yeah, that one sucked, by the way. Everyone was like, oh, the Giga was a bad guy. It was like that Giga was just doing what a natural animal would do. It was just hunting for food and protecting its territory. You're acting like an animal is bad because they're doing what their instincts tell them. Anyway, I hated that the lion pride, and spoiler again, the lion pride killed the lion. I saw it coming from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you saw those lions,
yeah, I was
like,
I see how this is going to end. And I was like, because he wasn't a bad lion. That's what it just made me sad, because I was just like, he wasn't a bad lion, and they were like acting like he was, and it's like he wasn't. He was just trying to.
He was getting revenge.
He was sad. He was a sad lion, and he wasn't even going after those lions, and they killed him. But he was protecting his pride.
Now, like what was interesting in this one? So, like the things that I liked and didn't like. So, yeah, I didn't like some of the moves, especially them damn kids.
Those kids, I swear to God,
these kids are trying to get Idris Elba killed at every chance they could.
Stay in the car. Get out of the car. Stay in the car. Get out of the car. Get out of the car and walk right towards the lion. Yeah, I'll do that, Dad.
Now, It was funny because I felt like Idris Elba's character was like probably the most realistic. He was like, no, we should just stay in the car. Let's stay in the car. Yeah. Like he was like, it seemed like genuine. Like, I don't want to be in this situation. Right.
Mm-hmm.
The daughters were kind of cringy in that fact that they kept being catalyst for a lot of the stuff happening.
They never listened. I was like, if these were my kids, I would have shoved them into that lion's jaws. I would have been like, take these kids. I don't want them. I will find a new wife. I cannot handle these kids. Because they were so... I can't. I'm going to freak out because I just hated them.
I like the meta, you know, like the story and how it was, you know, this family has drifted apart because of this tragedy.
Yeah.
And this, like... this horrific experience is going to bring them closer together eventually. Like, I get where it was going with that. Realistically, this was just so Idris Elba could fight his lion. Like, at the end, he goes hand to hand with his lion.
Yeah, and he just starts fighting this lion. I was like, that lion would have killed you. Mm-hmm. Like, if this was realistic, he would have been dead before that lion probably ever helped him. He would have been dead. But it's not realistic. That's what also made me mad. I was like, are you serious? Because that lion would have killed him so easily. It was like, are you serious?
So I mean, it was entertaining. It wasn't a horrible movie.
It was entertaining in the fact that it made me really want to beat the crap out of those kids. I was like, I have never wanted to commit child abuse more in my life than right then and there.
It was like, damn. Even with the foreshadowing of like how it was going to end. Yeah, I mean that you could see saw it
from a mile away.
Yeah, like you saw it as soon as
you saw those lines. You're like, this was
going to happen because there was specific dialogue that was like, oh, so this is how it's going
to
go. Because
he was like, I'm a part of the pride. They want to. I'm a part.
Well, not
of
just
the...
that. Remember, he was talking about how like they will fight to the death to protect the pride.
Yeah, so it's a territory, and it'll fight to the death. That's a terrible
much better than me though. It's African. It's supposed to be African, not Australian.
But he sounded Australian.
He was African.
I know,
South
but
African.
Then he sucks at being African.
No, he's literally South African. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, he didn't even have to do an accent for this movie. Yeah.
I can't do that accent.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's... it's an okay movie. It wasn't the most amazing. The ending was a little goofy, but like... there was some tense moments and some like, oh crap. And then there's some like, what are you doing, you idiot?
Oh, mom was freaking out.
Yeah.
Mom was scared of lions.
Mom was really
mom
freaking
was
out
like,
about this
she
one.
She was like flinching at every
oh,
little
yeah,
thing.
Oh, yeah. She was hiding behind stuff.
Yeah. I was like, mother, this is the least scariest thing. In fact, actually, this is just like making me excited because I was really hoping for that. I was rooting for that lion to kill them kids. I was like, hey, mom. Because like the dad was like, stay in the car. And they would get out of the car. Do not go after the lion. They would go after the lion. Honey, stay here. I'm going to go scout ahead. You guys just stay in the car. The daughter got out of the car and walked up the hill exactly where the lion was. And I was like, you're asking for death? You're just asking to join your mother. And at this point, join your mother. Like, I don't care anymore. Boo-hoo, your mother died. Like, right now, I don't care. It's like, I don't care that you're a rebellious teen. Stay in the car.
Yeah. So, What would you rate this one?
Just because of the kids, I'm rated a 4.
I'll go with a 5. Maybe 6.
If I'm being honest, it wasn't that great of a movie.
Yeah, I'll stick with a 5.
I didn't even really like it that much.
Actually, it's funny. The IMDb rating is 5.6 out of 10. I'll stick with my 5. It's just... It was okay. I mean, like, if you got nothing to do and you're really interested, go watch it.
I'm not going to recommend it to, like, be like, oh my God, watch it. I'm going to be like, if you're bored out of your mind and you have nothing else to do, go ahead.
Give it a watch.
Give it a second. And
just be prepared to be really angry at these dumb little kids.
Yeah, and you're going to have a whole talk with your kids. Like,
especially
if you
the rebellious
ever,
older one.
Oh, my God. I was like, I'm going to smack. I would have smacked them. So I would have fed her to the lion.
Watching him, like, punch a lion in the face over and over again. Because like, it keeps playing.
I would have fed her to the lion.
Would have fed her to the lion.
I would have. Listen, I don't got to outrun the lion. I just got to outrun you.
Right? Wow. I think this is going to be our shortest episode.
Really?
Yeah.
How long?
50 minutes.
Really?
I mean, we generally average around an hour,
I can go on about that lion thing.
No, please, no.
I could go another hour about how stupid them kids were.
They were dumb.
They were. I would have hated my kids if they were that dumb.
Right. Okay, stop it. You kind of love them even when they're dumb.
No, you would have done the same thing.
Hold on, we have life lessons from these movies.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
What are Chastity's life lessons? Hold
on, what's the first movie that we watched?
The first movie is The Little Mermaid.
Don't
give your
don't sing every second of your life.
Don't trade your voice.
Two. What was the second? Was it Fast and Furious?
Yeah, Fast X.
Cars cannot go to space, and
they didn't go to space.
I know, but I was just saying. God, sometimes family is not everything. Because Jesus Christ,
yeah,
dude.
What if your family's horrible?
Yeah. Three, aliens are really cool. Four, was it the Lion movie?
Yeah. Beast. We just talked about it.
I know. I'm sorry.
Wow. See, it was so bad. She already forgot about it.
Four, if your kids get out of the car when you tell them not to get out of the car when there's a killer lion on the loose, just outrun them. Just leave them. I don't care anymore. Just let them eat the. Also, five, you can't go fist to fist with a lion and be okay. You probably, he was walking like he was just fine after. It was like, dude, you be dead.
He was laying on the ground almost dead.
Yeah, but he was like.
And then he was in the hospital for like a month.
Yeah, but he would have been dead. Let's be real.
Yeah, he would have been dead. For sure. That lion would have.
I don't care if you have a knife.
The lion, yeah. Like,
hey, what's your little baby knife going to do? Yeah. Is it going to kill the lion? No.
The lion's like, haha, I've got like eight.
I got 1,000 pounds on you.
Yeah, I've got eight knives and big teeth.
Yeah.
And I'll kill you.
Yeah. But yeah, so life lessons. Kids in lion scenarios suck.
Now Jason Momoa versus that lion.
Jason Momoa with his scrunchies, just with the power of his scrunchie and space buns, he could have beat that lion. I'm telling you right now. And his nails, he had nice nails. Mom has to do my nails.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us and listening to this episode of the Movie Challenge Podcast. My name's JP.
And my name's Chastity.
And we'll see you again next time.
Bye-bye.
Later.